Hello and welcome to episode 144 of the Veg Grower Podcast. My name's Richard and today is Monday the 27th of November 2017. And today's show is titled Christmas Gifts for the Gardener. Coming up today, I have the latest on the plots, including a new quail cage and a few plants I've been planting out. Then after that, I have searched Amazon to come up with a few Christmas present ideas for the gardeners. This is something I did last year, but we're almost into December, and I felt it was a good idea to come up with this show again and share with you a few ideas that I researched and liked the idea of. But more on that a bit later. So let's discuss what's been happening in the last few weeks on the plots. Now, pretty much every evening after work, it's been dark, although I have managed to drop some manure down the allotment. But something I have been doing in the evenings was starting to build a new quail cage. I said last week that the cage I quickly built when I got the birds was okay, but it was a bit too big and in the way when it was in the shed. And this was proving difficult to get into my potting shed and tend to plants and things. And I also felt that because it was too big, I wasn't really checking on the quail good enough or enough. So with all this in mind, I set about building a new cage. And my idea was to make a rabbit hutch style cage, measuring sort of 90 centimetres long, 40 centimetres wide and 45 centimetres high. So I set about cutting some wooden battens as a frame. I used sort of 33mm by 33mm battens. I cut to relevant lengths, screwed together to make the frame, and I then cut some plywood for the floor and the roof and the walls of the nest area. Now on the floor and the roof, I've added vinyl floor tiles, just to protect the wood and make cleaning a bit easier. The run areas, or the walls of the run area, is all covered in wire mesh. And Saturday, I was adding the final touches to this cage and completed building it. So I emptied again my potting shed, and inside the shed I set up a shelf unit I kind of had lying around, and I placed a quail cage on top of this. Now this shelving unit has actually provided me with a bit extra storage area, which is a good positive. And I'm also intending to use the top of the quail cage as extra storage, which is why I've covered it in vinyl floor tiles. And this will probably prove pretty good to grow seedlings on when the time comes. But anyway, with the shelf set up, I've put a cage into place and I've put some sand into the run to give a kind of a more natural floor. I popped in a couple of my tiny Brussels sprout plants. And into the nest area, I've added some wood shavings and straw as a bedding area. Popped the quail inside the cage and they seem a lot happier. The first thing, of course, I did was have a good dust bath in the sand. So with the quail taken care of, I started to have a bit of a sort out on a vegetable patch. And on top of my chicken coop, I had some little plants that had been growing in pots. They were kind of chilies and things like that. Pretty much all died off now. So I emptied these pots into the chicken run and just let the chicken scratch them over, break down the soil and what have you. Gives them something to do. In the greenhouse, everything seems to be growing very, very well. The spinach and the pak choy appear to have really taken and starting to pot on growth. The choy sum and the other seedlings that were potted up last week, they also seem to be putting on a bit of extra growth, so I think they've taken. Sunday morning, I then headed down to the allotment via picking up some manure, and I poured manure onto the bed that I cleared last week. This bed is now complete, so I planted up my overwintering peas. Now, I simply planted these into the ground, or into the manure, I guess you could say, with netting behind them for them to grow up. Nothing really special to say about it, nothing done, just planted, netting, grow up, and watered in. But I didn't know, interestingly, one variety had a much better germination rate than the other. I planted two varieties, Meteor, which is a well-known variety for overwintering, and a variety I brought from Wilkinson's called Early Onward. Now, the Early Onward packet states that to start to sow in February. Well, the Early Onward actually had a much better germination rate. Yeah, I'd say 100% on that. Will it grow over the winter is going to be a big question. We'll keep an eye on it and we'll see. I then planted out my shallots. Again, another two varieties I had. The first variety came from Wilkinson's and is called Golden Gourmet. And they're kind of a round variety. And it was about 20 in this packet. The second variety is called Germore. And there was about 10 in this packet. And this variety came from a garden centre. And they're kind of more of a clove shape. I simply planted these by dipping a hole and popping each shallot into the hole. I do them about 12 centimetres apart, 6 inches, that sort of thing. With them all planted, I've got a bit more space in that bed, so I may well plant another variety. And towards the top, I've also got a bit of space I can pop in some herbs or salad leaves come next year. So should be great to fit more beds into the bed. I then carried out some weeding, especially around the old brassica bed. This bed is home to my what I call my perennial Brussels sprout. I've noticed the sprouts on this plant are looking really, really good. Nice, big, plump sprouts. And I've already harvested a few of these. And there's a lot more to come. And I'm also interested to see if I can get this plant to live another year, as I've now been growing this for 2 years. But again, we'll be reporting on that as we go. After this, I went to the compost heap and dug out a wheelbarrow full of compost. I took these with a few pots up to where the strawberries that need moving are, and I dug out a few strawberries and a few raspberry plants. These are all growing in an area where I don't want them, so they need moving. I have said many times that I hate to get rid of good plants, so that's why I'm potting them up, and I'm hoping to pot these to some good use in a not too distant future, as I said last week. Now, I haven't completely finished this job, I've still got quite a few to go. But after that, I headed home to clean out the chickens like I do every Sunday. And that is the diary taken care of for this week. As you can tell, there's still plenty going on and plenty to do. Although the quails are kind of taking up a lot of time. Whenever I start a new project, I tend to find the first few weeks it takes up a lot of time and then it filters off. So if Christmas is less than a month away, I thought it would be good to come up with a few ideas for presents for gardeners. And this list is formed totally from items I found on Amazon. As I find this is a good way for everyone to see what I'm talking about. Now, if anything on this list that I'm going to talk about be of any interest to you, don't worry about trying to remember what it is. Simply head over to the blog page for this episode and click on the pictures of the item. Everything will be listed and it's easy to find. And it'll take you straight to the Amazon page and you can buy it straight off there. And if you do that, I earn a little commission as well. I would also say all the prices that I'm going to say in this podcast are correct at time of going live. But of course, prices vary and they may be different when you look at them. Now, my first item is actually a fairly inexpensive item, and it's something I actually carry with me most of the time, both while I'm working on the plots and while I'm at work. And this is the Rawson Tradesman knife. It's currently priced at £3.99, and it is a small folding knife with a pocket clip, which makes it very easy to pop in my pocket, forget about it until I need it. But what I find really makes this knife special is that it is a utility knife, i.e. its blade simply is changed out when it gets dull. To change blades, you just simply push a button, slide the blade out, and you can either turn it round and use the good side, or just pop a new one in. So there's no sharpening of the blade needing to be done, and it's just convenient. Now, I say utility knife is its correct term, but if I say Stanley blades, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about with these blades. And that's really what it is. As I say, I carry this and I've had it for a couple of years now. It's brilliant. For the price, you just in your pocket, forget about it. In fact, Sunday when I was putting up my peas, it came out. I was cutting a netting and the bits of string because it was just there. Next on my item is something that I came across and kind of like the sound of. I like to grow my own food, as you all know, and I like chocolate. While this isn't to grow your own chocolate, it's chocolate-scented flowers. And I just imagined walking into my garden and getting hit with a scent of chocolate. It'll certainly make me want to reach for chocolate stores. It also create a really good talking point, I thought. And priced at £3.75, I don't think it was a bad price. I've not had this item, so I can't really say how I found it, but the reviews that I've read seem pretty good. My next item is another thing that I own, I've had for well over a year now, and it is found to be really, really useful. This is the Pock Kit Gardener's Utility Belt. And this belt is, like you would imagine, worn around the waist. And it basically has a few pockets in it which hold many, many items that you want to hand. So I'll keep some foldable secateurs, some pruning knife, some twine, things like that that I just wear when I'm working in a garden, and I've got those bits straight to hand. One thing that I really liked about this is that one little pocket has a tiny little hole through it, which is just the right size to pass twine through. So that will keep a large amount of twine in the pocket, and then when you need a bit of twine, you just pull it out, cut it off, and there it is. So, and the whole idea for me, I found with that, is that if I'm walking around my allotment and I'm wearing that, and I see something that just needs tying in, it's there to hand, and I get the job done straight away instead of having to say, oh, I've got to go to the shed, get that, I'll do that in a minute, and then forget about it. I've got it there, it's done and dusted. It's priced at £15.40, which I don't think is a bad price. And it's also made from a nylon-coated neoprene, which means it stays fairly waterproof and it won't rot or anything if you get it caught in the rain. Now, as I said, I've tested this. I've had it for over a year and I think it is fantastic. My last item is another one that I don't actually own, but I've got something very, very similar. This is the Bergen & Ball Sharpening Steel. I will tell you many, many, many times that keeping tools sharp makes life so much easier, makes work faster, and it's safer. This still is a great way to keep hose and secateurs and whatever you have sharp while you're using them. Simply swipe the blade across the steel a few times, every few minutes while using it. And it keeps your tools sharp while you're using them, which makes work easier, faster, safer. Hoeing in particular is so much easier and faster with a sharp blade. Now this steel is priced at $17.99, which is a bit pricey, but Bergen & Bull are known for making very good products. So I would happily say this is a well-made and reliable product. And a sharpening steel, I mean, basically what this is a small version of what you would see chefs or butchers use to sharpen their knives. Except this is pocket-sized. So again, it's easy to have to hand. I would actually say keep it in the utility belt that I said previously, and it's always there. So there are a few suggestions that I've got for you. Only the four. There's lots more, of course, but these are the four that I particularly liked this year. But if you've got any suggestions, please get in touch and I will share your suggestions as well. I'm now going to head off to Brighton and see Team Pollinate's presentation on their results from a survey that I spoke about a few weeks ago. So I'll be reporting back on their findings probably next week. But until then, please take care and I'll speak to you all again next time. Thank you.